Hello. So glad to have you all in my space tonight. I'm sure you're so excited to catch up with the story from where we left it last. All right, if you're ready, let's dive in. In the last episode, I told you that Joseph interpreted dreams for the chief butler and the chief baker, which came to pass in reality. Joseph pleaded with the chief butler to speak to the king for him so he could be released. Unfortunately, the chief butler forgot about Joseph, but God never forgot. Isn't it great to know that wherever we find ourselves or whatever is going on in our lives, God never forgets us. He says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Hallelujah! After 2 full years, Pharaoh had a dream. He dreamt he was by the river and 2 fat cows came out of the river. They were healthy looking, but suddenly 7 lean skinny cows came out of the same river and ate up the 7 fat healthy looking cows. Then he woke up. What a dream. He slept again and had another dream. He dreamt he saw 7 ears of corn come up on 1 stalk and it looked good. Then he saw another 7 thin ears of corn that were almost withered spring up. These 7 sick looking ears of corn ate up the 7 good ears of corn. Then Pharaoh woke up. In the morning, Pharaoh was troubled. So he called all his magicians and wise men in the whole of Egypt. He told them of his dream, but they could not interpret it. Then the chief butler remembered Joseph and told the king, "Oh, I remember my wrong today. You know, when I was sent to the prison by Pharaoh, I met a young Hebrew man there. I once had a dream together with the chief baker. He interpreted the dream for both of us and what he said came to pass." Immediately Pharaoh heard that. He sent for Joseph. Joseph was looking untidy because he was in the prison. So he shaved himself and changed his clothes, then went to see Pharaoh. Pharaoh told Joseph about his dream and Joseph responded that God will give the right interpretation to Pharaoh. Joseph feared God and trusted in him. It didn't matter if he was alone in Potiphar's house or in the presence of Pharaoh and others. And that's how our lives should be as true children of God. Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream to mean that there will be 7 years of plenty, food in the land. After that, there will be another 7 years of famine. The 7 years of famine will be so bad that the 7 years of plenty will be forgotten. He told him that the reason why the dream appeared twice was because it will happen very quickly. Joseph went ahead to advise Pharaoh to choose a man that would gather and store enough food during the 7 years of plenty. Officers should be appointed over the land to take up 1/5 part of what the ground will yield so they could use it for storage. Pharaoh was very pleased with the interpretation and the suggestion that he asked, "Who can be this wise? Who has the Spirit of God in him apart from you?" Pharaoh made Joseph overseer over his house and over all the land of Egypt. The young man became second to Pharaoh. Wow! Joseph became charge of Potiphar's house too. You remember Potiphar? You can imagine how Potiphar's wife would feel. Children, the game changed. A prisoner, now in the palace. What a story. But you know what? That's not the end. Do you remember Joseph's brothers? Okay, that's what I'll be talking about in the next episode. But for now, have a lovely night rest. Make sure you have Jesus in your heart. And don't forget to love him. God loves you and he cares for you. Good night.